Welcome once again, Bristers and Southers, to the sunny Utica room of the Hotel Rochester overlooking downtown Syracuse, where today Oedipus and the Motherfuckers will attempt to answer the musical question, huh? That's right, you're in the Unworry Hole, my office, the nerve center of the space-age media complex men call Tottering on the Brink, and women call Where That Handsome Dude Lives, here on Bowen Island, British Columbia, Canada. Not to put too fine a point on it, you've been caught by Spider on the Web number 40 and are doomed to an hour of musical ecstasy. Nearly a full hour this time, too. I had originally intended to bring you half an hour of Cory Doctorow's exciting new novel, Little Brother, but technical glitches along the way have put the kibosh on this plan, and I'm caught without time to continue reading to you from my own novel, Very Hard Choices. The only way to get this podcast loaded into the Mojo wire by anything like Friday is to just slap a mess of music together, and fortunately I have not just a mighty shitload, but three times that. Three mighty shitsload, or 1.5 fucks of a lot, colloquially known in Newfoundland as one holy fuck of a lot, or a Jesus load. Before I begin, though, I'd like to talk about the drug that powers this podcast, and indeed all my books, short stories, and songs as well. No, not that one. Although, if you're an American, I do wish you'd take just a moment sometime today to Google up a man named Mark Emery, M-A-R-C-E-M-E-R-Y, and find out just how low the land of the free has sunk lately. But for now, I'm talking about the other drug that powers not just my life, but our entire culture, the central engine of all we do. A cop, I'm a fiend. Caffeine. Love me some coffee, you feel me? I can't roll without it. I kicked nicotine cold, Jack, found the magic potion to work for me, and I have not had puff one in over 10 years now, nor wished for one. Can't recall the last time I had a third beer, but take my coffee and we're going to have more than words. And I know where to find the good shit, not that star muck the citizens drink. Well, other fiends sense that in my work, and they ask me all the time, where I score my brown? Where the good package? Who got the bomb? I'm going to school you. I mail order my product from Gold Star Coffee. That's http://www.goldstarcoffee.com/products.htm. Now, they sell by the pound or in serious bulk. I score 5 pounds of fresh roasted vacuum-sealed beans at a pop. I bag it up into pounds, fridge it, and grind up enough for 3-4 days at a time. That shit is tight. Whenever I'm down to my last couple of pounds, I re-up. Well, Gold Star has more than 30 kinds of coffee, Latin American, African, Indonesian, and blends. They also offer 20 kinds of flavored coffee, but the less said about that, the less vomited. In particular, they have my personal favorite of all the planet's buzz beans, Tanzanian peaberry. The peaberry just means each cherry carries a single bean instead of the usual two, and I think it gives twice the flavor and vitality. Gold Star also has a Kenya peaberry I intend to check out. Anyway, their Tanzanian pea goes $9.50 a pound plus shipping. Prices go as low as $8 a pound for Columbia and as high as $30 for Blue Mountain. There's some confusion on the website just at the moment. Some blends offered on the products page aren't on the order page and so on. But if you have any problem, just email javaking@goldstarcoffee.com or else phone 1-888-371-JAVA. That's 5282. Oh, and if you're in the greater Toronto area, they'll bring it to your door. I am not being paid for this commercial, by the way. It's from the heart, because they've kept me drinking terrific coffee pretty cheap for years now, and I'd like to put something back. But be sure and tell them you heard about them from Spider Robinson, though. Maybe I'll get some bean out of this. And now, last, to the music. Let's start with some of the best, an old pro who's still on the go and showing signs he's in the know. I'm talking about one of the very last of the great folk singers of my time, the man who turned the world on to Joni Mitchell and to James Taylor. Talk about my man Tom Rush. If you don't know him, trust me, his name is accurate. He's a Rush. First, I'll give you some serious folk music and then some serious silliness. Another folk singer of Tom Rush's stature was the great Eric von Schmidt, who just passed last year. Here now is Tom singing a song of Eric's about a treacherous union boss in the Caribbean. I first heard it when I was in college, and it fried me, and it still does. Tom Rush singing Joshua Gun Barbados.
Cain standing in the field, getting old and red. There's a lot of misery in Georgetown. There's three men lying dead. Joshua's head of the government, set the strike for better pay. Cane cutters are striking, but Joshua's gone away. Joshua gone Barbados, staying in a big hotel. People on St. Vincent got many sad tales to tell. Sugar mill owner told the striker, don't need you to cut my cane. Bring in another bunch of fellas, your strike be all in vain. You get a bunch of tough fellas, you bring them from Zion Hill. Bring them in a bus down to Georgetown, you know somebody'll get killed. Now Sonny Child, the overseer, I swear he's an ignorant man. Walking through the cane fields, a pistol in his hand. Joshua gone Barbados, just like he don't know. People on St. Vincent, they got no place to go. Sonny Child, he curses the striker, wave his pistol around. They're beating Sonny with a cutlass, beat him to the ground. There's a lot of misery in Georgetown. You can hear the women bawl. Joshua gone Barbados, he don't care at all. Cain standing in the field, getting old and red. Sonny Child in the hospital, a pistol on his bed. I wish I could go to England, Trinidad or Curacao. People on the island, they got no place to go. But Joshua gone Barbados, staying in a big hotel. People on St. Vincent got many sad tales to tell. Sad tale, many sad tales to tell.
Tom may be my age, but he's cyber hip. You can buy a great many of his albums directly from www.tomrush.com, either as CDs and jewel cases for prices like $13, or as a straight MP3 download for $9.99. Not only cheaper, but instant gratification. I first heard Joshua Gone Barbados on a classic album called Take a Little Walk with Me, which you can get at the website. That live version, however, was from a far more recent Rush album called New Year. And now I'm going to play a few tracks in a row from a slightly sillier album, in fact, an entire album of goofy stuff, which Tom does extremely well, called Trolling for Owls. This particular sequence starts out with Songs You Can't Do Anymore, segues into Let's Talk Dirty in Hawaiian, and finishes with busted by the Boston Globe. Here's Tom Rush from Trolling for Owls.
I was trying to put together a show for Valentine's Day and decided I was going to do nothing but love songs. Hey, that's why I get the big bucks coming up with these high concept concert themes. And I started going through the archives looking for love songs. It's gotten to the point where I have to steal songs from myself. And I was going through my early recordings, and I realized that there's a lot of stuff that I recorded back then that you can't do anymore. There's stuff like, can't do. If you got you one woman, boys, you better get you five. 'Cause there's two might quit you, the other three might die. Can't do that. No, you can't. You can't do a song like, "Well, you big fat woman, get your fat legs off of me." And that's a shame, actually, in that case, because this is a song in praise of big fat. It's a paean. A paean to big fat women. It's got lines like, "She got the meat shaking on the bone. Every time she dance, skinny gal gonna lose her home." And it's the only song I've ever heard where the guy rhymes big fat leg with move like a soft boiled egg. It's beautiful. But you can't do it. So I found myself scraping around the margins of the barrel looking for material, and I came up with this one. This is written by a friend named Fred Kohler and another friend named John Prine. And Fred and John were someplace. They had 5 minutes. And they decided to write a song. And they decided that they would write, a foreign language song. And the only ground rule was that it had to be a language that neither of them could speak. And this is the result. Well, I packed my bag and bought myself a ticket to the land of the tall palm tree. Aloha, old Milwaukee, and hello, Waikiki. I just stepped down from the airplane when I heard her say, "Wacka wacka nuka licka, wacka wacka nuka licka, would you like a lay? Hey, let's talk dirty in Hawaiian, whisper in my ear. Hikapuka maka wawahini are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki, what the heck a muka muka dear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian, say the words I long to hear. It's a ukulele Honolulu sunset, listen to the grass skirts sway. Drinking rum from a pineapple out in Honolulu Bay. The steel guitars are playing, she's talking with her hands. Gimme, gimme, unka dunka, make a wish, I want a poker, words I understand. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian, whisper in my ear. Everybody, hikapuka mawahini, hikapuka maka wawahini are the words I long to hear. Women over 40, what the heck, a mooka mooka dear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian, say the words I long to hear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian, say the words I long to hear." Now, I was busted by the Boston Globe for doing that song. "Mr. Rush's otherwise charming set." was marred by this song making fun of Hawaiian people. And I wrote him a letter. I said, "You've missed the point entirely. It's a song making fun of Midwestern people. To which they replied, "Oh, okay." I don't know. I think we've gotten too sensitive. I admire the way the Canadians relentlessly make fun of the Newfoundlanders, the Newfies. Nobody has formed a society for the prevention of humor relating to Newfies. I woke up one night in Canada, middle of the night, turned on the TV, and there's this guy on stage in a yellow raincoat with boots. And there's these two piles of fish. And he's counting fish from one pile into the other. And he's saying, "Another fish, another fish, another fish." I couldn't get back to sleep.
That's my man, Tom Rush. Check out www.tomrush.com. And for the next 40 minutes or so, I'm going to give you a sustained musical glimpse at the place I've been living for the last 10 years or so. Bowen Island, British Columbia, is a place as bountifully supplied with terrific musicians and singer-songwriters as George Bush's White House is with stupid ideas. A number of us got together a while back to try and raise funds for the Bowen Island Arts Council by putting together a CD called Bowen Eclectic, A Musical View. And for the balance of this podcast, I'm just going to throw as many tracks as I possibly can at you with as little chatter as possible. Starting with track one, here's Shale Rinch with Red.
Don't walk away from where we run in the darkness. You can barely see the road ahead. Bitter coldness. Battle lines are drawn and vivid red in the sky over barricades. Red in the face of uncertainty.
Next up is Sherry Ulrich, and I have to at least mention that she's won a Juno Award. She's been nominated for others. She's written stuff for Sesame Street and is a member of the folk music supergroup UHF. Here she is with Every Road. I'll just keep mentioning every couple of tracks or so that the 17-track CD, Bowen Eclectic, A Musical View, that you're hearing excerpts from, can be purchased from www.biac.ca. They got an email link there, or you could phone them at 604-947-2454. And now, David Graff with Only You. Thank you.
this late, and I'd really love to call so I can finally say, I think that all in all, you are the best mistake I'm able to recall making you. Yes, that's you, only you. Well, this time last year, I never have believed I'd wish that you were here, lying next to me, that I'd feel no fear, and knowing that I need only you. Yes, that's you.
You're beginning to dig what I mean about Bowen Island, man. I hear the birds sing harmony and the squirrels play bass. Now here's Tony Dominelli with All That Really Matters.
There's a strange and foreign people living all around among us, and they see us just the same way, with a stranger eyes upon us. But deep inside we're much the same. We all need love and we all have pain. So when you think your luck is down, take a good look all around. Tell me all that really matters. Tell me all that really matters. Isn't love what really matters? All that really matters in the end. You can send away your elders to a place you'll rarely see them, and pretend that they won't need you, and pretend that you won't need them. But deep inside we're much the same. We all need love and we all have pain. Do we have to be reminded how long have we been blind? blinded. And it's not a matter of who's right or wrong. It's much too late when they are gone. Tell me all that really matters. Tell me all that really matters. Isn't love what really matters? All that really matters in the end.
Thank you, Tony. Now for a song that'll keep Georgia Beatty on your mind, Cold, Cold Heart.
I tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind? Melt your cold, cold heart. You'll never know how much it hurts to see you sit and cry. You know you need and want my love, yet you're afraid to try. Why do you run and hide from life? To try it just ain't smart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Thank you. that you belong to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
I must here apologize. When I realized I might have a small program shortfall this week, and that Bowen Eclectic would be a wonderful way to fill it, I did call up the Bowen Island Arts Council and ask them how much they were charging for this wonderful 17-track CD. And they told me, and I wrote it down. And if you call them and ask them, or email them and ask them, maybe they'll tell you, and you can write it down too. But I managed to lose the piece of paper. Their phone number is 604-947-2454, or you can email admin@biac.ca. I'd call them again and ask for you, but as I'm recording this, it's 4 o'clock in the morning here, and I have the definite feeling that they would much prefer you call them at a more civilized hour. My apologies. Now here's Brenda Reed with I See Your Face.
I don't know what to do. I'm on
Paul Schaefer, musical director of Late Night with David Letterman, once said, "Christy Grace has a sound that washes over you like sweet honey and fine wine. Every song is as beautiful to listen to as she is to look at." Here's Christy Grace with A Strange Kind of Beauty.
That we'd fall between dreams of tomorrow and what we'd once be. Take to the stars, take to the sky, so
music to
track before Christie's on Bowen Eclectic, by the way, but I already podcasted here several weeks ago Rob Bailey and Stan Gaziola's beautiful instrumental Blues for Kim. And now, Matt Maxwell with Spirit Eyes.
Against blue, blue sky, spreads his wings, starts to fly. Swift air below, hears his cry. I learn to see with spirit eyes. I learn to see with spirit eyes. Hungry wolf, timid deer, no time for anger, no time for fear. They both know the chase is near. I learn to see with spirit eyes. With spirit eyes. Cold and blown through a scraggly pine, a million miles in its lonely wine. Sings a song since the dawn of time.
Space left this week to play you one more track from Bowen Eclectic, and that leaves seven of the best tracks on the album to go. I guess I'll have to get to them in future weeks. I would like to point out that most of the tracks on this CD were recorded and or engineered at the Treehouse Studio here on Bowen Island by Rob Bailey, who also records my audiobooks, which gives me an excuse to mention that Blackstone Audiobooks should be bringing out my reading of Stardance by Spider and Gene Robinson anytime now. Meanwhile, if you've been enjoying what you heard this week, then give a call to 604-947-2454 or email admin@biac.ca and order yourself up a copy of Bowen Eclectic, A Musical View. As I say, I do not recall the price. I do recall it seemed eminently reasonable at the time. And the money's all going for a good cause to Bowen Island Community Hall and Art Center Endowment Fund. Now to close us out, here's Wendy Maxwell with Le Ciel Tombe.
Regarde en haut le ciel tombe. Qu'est-ce qu'on fait? Qu'est-ce qu'on fait? Regarde en haut le ciel tombe. Qu'est-ce qu'on fait? Qu'est-ce qu'on fait?
c'est fou. La poule ma boule crie et crie. S'il te plaît, aide-moi mon ami. Oh non, qu'est-ce qu'on fait? Le ciel tombe et ça c'est vrai. La poule ma boule.
British Columbia lies about 20 minutes west of North America. It's prettier than all the previous music put together. And before I leave, I want to read you some lyrics I've written for which I do not yet have a satisfactory tune, called As We Sail Into Snug Cove. You can see that there's something strange about me all of the time I'm smiling. Well, I got a good explanation, friend. I'm living on Bowen Island. Vancouver is a beautiful city, and everyone in it has cause to boast. But the people that live across Howe Sound gotta be the ones that God loves most. I really enjoy my life, but not much in it makes me as merry as driving my car on up the ramp at old Bowen Island Ferry. The 20-minute trip reminds me of why I struggled and why I strove. So I could say I'm coming home as we sail into Snug Cove. I was born in a place called New York City, thought everywhere was just like that. Then I moved to another place, Nova Scotia, and I figured that was where it's at. But then I moved again out to sweet B.C., where it's very, very nice indeed. One last tiny move, and I found my groove has got everything that I need. I love life like a swallow that's on his way to San Capistrano, as I leave old Horseshoe Bay behind on the Queen of Capilano. That 20-minute trip reminds me of why I struggled and why I strove, so I could say I'm coming home as we dock in old Snug Cove. Now let me make it clear, if I didn't live here, then it wouldn't make life a dud. With a wife like mine, I'd be a lucky swine if I was living in a sty of mud. So it might seem wrong that I wrote this song for a heap of rock and fur, but I figure I already must have wrote 82 songs like this for her. That's the reason I really enjoy my life, but little in it makes me as merry as aiming my car on up that ramp to the Bowen Island Ferry. The 20-minute trip reminds me of why I struggled and why I strove. So I can say I'm home again when I get to old Snug Cove. Spider on the Web thanks you for your donations, your subscriptions, and good thoughts generally. Don't forget goldstarcoffee.com or the folk singer's folk singer, Tom Rush. Now let's both go try and make somebody else giggle.